理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 2. When Scarlett was sure that Melanie and the other girls were asleep, she got out of her bed and walked downstairs. She looked out of a window and saw Ashley walking into the house. Alone. Scarlett's heart began to pound. Now was her chance. As Ashley opened the door and stepped into the house, Scarlett came forward.
Hello, Ashley.
Scarlett.
Ashley smiled down at her warmly.
I haven't seen you all day. Are you hiding from Charles and the Tarleton boys?
He said.
Aren't you tired?
No. No, I'm not tired, said Scarlett, her voice shaking.
There was a hot glow in her face and a strong, determined look in her eyes. She could see that Ashley was curious.
Ashley, I have to talk to you. Now.
Ashley looked surprised.
Why, Scarlett, what's the matter? Come into the library.
They went into the cool, dark library, and Ashley closed the door behind him.
What is it that you wanted to tell me, Scarlett?
A secret. I love you.
For a long moment, Ashley looked at her and said nothing. He stared at her so intensely that Scarlett thought she might faint.
Oh, why doesn't he answer me? She thought.
Finally, he smiled.
Why, Scarlett, I'm honored. You've always had my heart, you know.
His words were too cheerful and his eyes were full of pain, but Scarlett did not notice.
Oh, Ashley, don't tease me, please. I mean what I say. I know I've never told you until now, but...
Scarlett didn't know what to say. Why didn't they just stop talking so Ashley could kiss her?
Oh, Ashley, kiss me. I love you. I've waited so long for you.
Scarlett leaned in close to him.
Stop it, Scarlett.
Ashley's voice was soft but harsh, and his hands grabbed her by the shoulders.
You must not say these things. You'll hate yourself for saying them, and you'll hate me for hearing them, I promise you.
Ashley, what are you talking about? I couldn't ever hate you. I love you, and I know you must care about me, because...
Scarlett stopped speaking.
Ashley, you do care about me, don't you?
Ashley turned away from her.
Yes,
he said softly, as if speaking to himself.
I do. How could I not love you? You have all the passion for life that I do not.
Scarlett was speechless.
It was true. She had been right all along.
So...
then you'll marry me?
Oh, Ashley! Scarlett cried. Ashley turned around.
Scarlett, forget I ever said that. We're going to leave this room and forget all about this conversation.
But why, Ashley? Don't you want to marry me?
Asked Scarlett. Ashley's face was white.
Scarlett,
he said.
I'm going to marry Melanie. I should have told you before, but I thought you knew about it months ago. My father is going to announce our engagement tonight at the ball. I never thought that you felt... you always had so many boys around you.
He stopped speaking, staring at her unhappily. Scarlett tried to listen to him, but she had only understood one thing. What she had heard was true. Ashley was going to marry Melanie. Ashley continued.
Oh, Scarlett, do you have to make me say things that will hurt you? How can I make you understand? We are too different. You are too young to know what marriage is.
I know I love you, cried Scarlet.
Scarlet, love isn't enough when people are so different. You are the kind of girl who needs all of a man, his body, mind, soul, and heart. And I couldn't give you all of me. And if we were married, Scarlet, I'd make you unhappy and bitter because of this. You'd come to hate me as much as you once loved me. You'd be hurt because the books I read and the poetry I wrote took me away from you. Melanie is like me. She loves the same things.
Do you love her? Scarlet interrupted angrily.
She is like me.
Ashley looked tired and sad.
We understand each other, Scarlet. I'm begging you to try and understand. Forgive me. I can't marry you. I never intended to marry you.
But you said you cared about me. Listening to Ashley say things which pulled her heart in two pieces, she was beginning to feel angry. And if you weren't going to marry me, you were a liar to say it.
Scarlet, please. Did I ever make you think that I wanted to marry you?
You did. You know you did. Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather spend the rest of your life with that shy, stupid little fool who will never disagree with you, Scarlet said furiously.
You can't talk that way about Melanie,
said Ashley sharply. Oh, I can't be damned. Who are you to tell me that I can't? Damn you, Ashley. You coward, you liar. You made me believe you were going to marry me.
Scarlet, be fair,
Ashley pleaded. He held out his hands to her. Scarlet jumped back. I shall hate you until I die. You no good, awful... Oh! She suddenly hit him hard across the face. For a horrible moment, there was silence. Suddenly, Scarlet's anger was gone. Seeing the look on Ashley's face, he looked like a man who was dying. Silently, he left the room, closing the door behind him. It was over.